So let's look ahead to Saturday night's big Sydney derby, which will launch the new season's coverage on Network 10, along with Paramount Plus. Last time out, Sydney FC ended a near three-year wait for a derby win when Bobo's goal gave them a 1-0 victory. That was at the Sydney Cricket Ground in May. On Saturday, it's back to CommBank Stadium for what should be a cracking atmosphere. And one man looking forward to the big occasion, no doubt, is Sydney FC legend Milos Ninkovic. Evening, Milos. How are you?
Hi, Sam. Hi. Thank you. I'm very well. Thank you.
Great to have you on the show. Milos, you scored the winner in your very first Sydney derby back in 2015 at the SFS. I think that was your first goal in Sky Blue as well. So yes. Is this a special fixture for you?
Yeah, look, I used to always say that the derby is a special game for me. And obviously that goal I scored, that was obviously first my goal for Sydney FC, first derby. And look, I said so many times that the players before that game told me like, this is derby, you know, you're going to see the atmosphere. And I thought like, I play at the Red Star against Partizan, and I thought this is the best derby I ever played. But then I remember even in the tunnel before the game, I was shocked. Like, it was full stadium, like atmosphere was amazing during whole game. And I was shocked that I thought I will never compare any derby with the Red Star and Partizan, but this one is really special to me, and it's really close to big derby in Serbia, like, you know. And that was one of the best memories I ever had.
Yeah, wow.
Then I scored the goal, obviously.
That is massive, because we've always heard about how big that derby with Red Star and Partizan is. So to hear that is very, very big. And from someone like Milos, who's played in both. Milos, which, obviously outside of the finals, so which game is bigger for you, the Wanderers one or the victory, and why?
Wanderers.
Oh, yeah?
Wanderers. Wanderers always, because I can feel that I can say like a pressure, you know, because even 7 days before derby, everyone talk about that game. Obviously, against Victory, it's also Big Blue. It's a big game as well. But I don't have that kind of feeling that everyone talk about that game, you know. But against Wanderers is everyone. 7 days before the game, even the other day I went to the IGA close to my home, and they were, Derby's coming, you know. Make sure you guys win, and you know. And that's because of that. I personally, for me, and I think for probably most of the fans, the Sydney Derby is the biggest game in the season.
It's interesting. You didn't even have to hesitate when Broski asked you that question. Boom, Wanderers, 100%. I know Broski, obviously, because Broski, you grew up in the west of Sydney. You had that special sort of enmity with the Wanderers. Now, I don't think you live out west, Milos. I don't know. You might do. But do you have a dislike of the Wanderers, or is it just a football thing? Have you developed that dislike for your rivals over the years?
To be honest, yes. To be honest with you, yes. Over the years, yes. But first, my year, it was like, derby, you know, it's a big game. But now, over the years... I would say, yeah, that, and also I have so many Serbian friends. They are like Western Sydney supporters, you know, and members for over the years, you know, and that's definitely, you're right.
And Ninko, the Wanderers this year, they've recruited some good new players. Reece Williams coming into the team, Terry Antonis as well. They look to have a much better team. Do you think they'll be a challenger this season?
I reckon. I said a few days ago when I had the interview as well, I said that I really think that this year Wanderers definitely they're gonna finish in top six in my opinion, you know. But I think they can finish even in top three. Really, they have some good players. They sign good players, and I really think they can make top three this year.
Milos, you're now entering your seventh season with Sydney FC. You've really become part of the furniture at the club. You're 36 years of age. You've done everything. You've won championships, premierships, cups, played at World Cups. Does the fire still burn inside you for success at this time of year? Do you still get the same buzz ahead of the new season?
Yes, definitely yes. And I said so many times, even when I start to feel that I don't have this kind of, I don't want to say like pressure, but this then obviously it's time to retire. You know, I'm still enjoying to go every day to have a training session. You know, I'm still enjoying to play games. And I just wanted to win more trophies, you know, and obviously, as I said, it's not going to be easy. Obviously, this season, I reckon, is going to be probably one of the most interesting seasons ever, because I think, in my opinion, we have four or five teams that they can finish in win the league, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, that's good, mate. The way you're playing, you should keep going until you're at least 40, mate. We'd love to keep watching you.
Look, obviously, you know, Broski, when you get older, you need more time for recovery. And obviously, this year we're going to have FFA Cup as well, two games in a week. Obviously, it's going to be very hard for me to play every game. But we signed Max Burgess, very talented player, and I'm happy to and looking forward to share some minutes with him as well.
I was going to ask you about that, actually. Max Burgess's arrival, is he after your spot? How does he fit in?
look, he's a 10. He's a 10. Yeah. Obviously, you know, we play with two 10s that he can play right or left. But definitely, if I'm not on the squad, he will be probably left 10. And I know him when I signed for Sydney FC, my first year, he was in the squad, and he improved a lot, and I'm really happy for him.
That's very good. Milos, the team is the style that the team's played has been very, very similar, you know, for the past 5-6 years, which has worked incredibly well. The club has had a lot of success in that time. With Cam Sober coming in, Maxi Burgess as well, some younger players and you know, quick players, aggressive players going forward. Has Bimby tried a few different things in pre-season?
Yeah, we tried. I'm not going to tell you what we tried during pre-season, but definitely I think you guys are going to see on Saturday. We try something different. Obviously, as you know, as you said, you mentioned we, so many last 5-6 years we played the same style, but we just... we want to improve. Obviously, last year we finished second, lost in the grand final, and probably we need to fix some things and maybe to do something different. And we're going to try that this season.
Okay, something new to look out for on Saturday night. We'll keep an eye on that.
Hopefully.
Just in general terms, Milos, you mentioned, you know, you played in 4 grand finals. You've won 3. You've won premierships, FFA Cup. Sydney have been so dominance in challenging for trophies for so long. Is there a secret? Is it just that continuity, that stability, or is it something else?
I would say that if you look at last few years, obviously most of the time we kept the same team. Maybe we were losing like one or two players. Obviously, as Broski know, he left our club, and it was really hard to replace him. But then Bobo left. It was also hard to replace Bobo. But then Alfie came, you know. And obviously, I think the secret is the atmosphere we have, you know. And I've been saying so many times, I played so many years in Dynamo Kiev, and we had an amazing squad, but atmosphere in the team wasn't that great, and we couldn't win anything. But here, I really, except my first year, the second, and obviously last few seasons, we have very good squad. In terms of quality of the players, and at the same time, good people. And I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree. And Milos, a couple more for you, mate, before you go. You obviously would have watched the Serbian match against Portugal. How good was that?
Look, I knew it with Dragan Stojković. Obviously, I know him very well. He's a very good coach. And I knew that we're gonna play. He likes to play with the ball. He likes to attack, you know, and he's not that kind of coaches that he wants to defend. But I really didn't. I couldn't believe that we destroyed Portugal. And Portugal for me is one of the probably top 3, top 5 national teams in Europe. And it's a big win for us. And I don't know how to explain. Really, it's probably. 2010 we beat Germany when I was there, and now we beat Portugal. I think that's the probably two most important victories in the last, I would say, 20 years.
You didn't beat Australia, though, did you, Milos?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Sorry, mate. just the last one, Milos, and Broski might have preempted this by saying that he thinks you can play on until you're 40. Maybe you will do, I don't know. But are you also already sort of starting to look at life beyond football? I assume you're going to stay in Australia. You've been here a long time, although I don't know. Are you going to go into coaching, or are you going to come and join us in the media, or...? What's your plan? Do you have one?
Look, at the moment, I don't really know. I'm thinking, obviously, when you get in my age, obviously, you need to think what is next, because professional career is close to the end. I need to be honest. But I didn't really, at this point, I don't have ambitions to be a head coach. More I like to maybe coach kids or something like that. Mm. But... look, at the moment, I just wanted to concentrate to play as long as I can. You know, obviously, my wife is not happy with my answer. You know, she wants me to retire tomorrow. But I just wanna concentrate on myself, you know, and obviously to stay healthy and play as long as I can. But I said so many times, as soon as I see that I can't do something on the pitch that I want, that means that it's time to finish, you know.
Well, Milos, I'm sure you've got a few more years left yet, and we thoroughly enjoy watching you. You're one of the best imports ever in the A-League. I think that's beyond dispute. Thank you. Good luck for the new season, and of course for the derby on Saturday. Looking forward to watching it, and thanks for your time tonight on the Global Game.
Thanks, Nico.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much.